You know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on 1050 CJNB.
Welcome to FAQ, a program to answer your frequently asked questions from professionals in the Northwest. Linda Makniak with us, Chief Operating Officer for Battleford's and District Chamber of Commerce. Linda, how are you doing?
Great, thank you. You?
Can't complain.
Awesome.
Listen, the topic du jour on this FAQ, we're dealing with Indigenous History Month. And I'd have to say that probably could be a couple months.
Many months, I think. It should be every day. One of the things that the Chamber Network has done the last number of years, the Saskatchewan Chamber has really taken on a role of Indigenous engagement in the business community. We were involved with Indigenous awareness training back as early as 2001 and 2. It's been an ongoing item for us. And the Canadian Chamber as well has taken on a lot of work. And in fact, this year, we're really excited that in the National Indigenous History Month programming that the Canadian Chamber is doing, they reached out to our chamber and others across the country and asked if we had any Indigenous board volunteers that they could highlight and communicate with and use in a program. And I'm really excited that both of the directors on our board that are Indigenous are included in the program and are participating, and spoke to them about what economic reconciliation means to them. And so we're going to have some promotion nationally with these folks.
Well, that's awesome. Who are they?
So Harris Sutherland, of course, he's our past chair, or he's now a director, but a past chair of the board, who was the first Indigenous chamber chair in the Battleford. So
Really? That's
awesome. Yeah. He currently works as the customer experience manager at Gold Eagle Casino. He's been there for many years. And the second one is Tracy Benson, the general manager of the BATC Community Development Corporation. And she too provided comments to them. And so it'll be a part of the social media campaign, and part of the material that's coming from the Canadian Chamber will include our two local reps.
So national recognition, that's pretty darn good. We've come a long way, but we have a long way to go.
Yes. And I would suggest that businesses still, in many instances, have a long way to go as well. And to that end, they've put together a package, and businesses can access it. There's all kinds of things, awareness training that they can get involved with, their employees can be part of. But there's also snippets and articles. In fact, we're going to send out a toolkit to members this week about just specific topics that they can watch a short video and learn and educate and become more aware. And that's part of it, right? The more you're aware and the more you know, the more you're able to, create a workplace that's inclusive. And
knowledge is power. So if you want to be powerful, the more you know about any subject, that's it.
Yep, for sure. And there's also, provincially, there's an Indigenous engagement charter that businesses can sign on to and agree that they're going to work in their workplace to make it an Indigenous-friendly workplace. The Chamber in the Battlefords, we signed on a few years ago, and of course we'll renew. I think it's next year we need to renew. And so that's a really important part of business showing, not just taking on reconciliation or taking on understanding and knowledge, but to really make it part of their everyday work.
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense. And it, like you were saying, like Indigenous History Month really doesn't sum it all up. It's a year-long thing.
For sure. Indigenous, I mean, we know that, on TV you often see Black History Month or different times of year they focus on different cultural groups. But I agree, for us, Indigenous History Month is every day. It needs to be for us to.
People interested in the chamber, becoming involved, want to get more information on basically anything you guys do, how do they get hold of you?
We can be reached at telephone 306-445-6226. We also have a website, battlefordschamber.com, or we have an office location at the Highway of Highway 16 and 40 East in North Battleford. They can stop in and see us during the week.
Look for the big bison.
Yeah, big bison in the front yard.